Kids Hidden Treasures. On ABC Radio Perth.
Chris Parry, hello.
G'day, Ro. How you going?
I'm good, thank you. Vicky from Bull Creek, Bruce in W. They're onto it. They didn't need any more hints.
Really?
They know where
we're off
to. I
wonder if they're old enough to know what the snake pit means, or are they young enough to know what the Sunset Hill means?
Ah, I'm the age where I know neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've still got that stunned look on your face from your last guest, Pierre.
I know. Pierre's totally rocked me this morning, so... Oh, I'm sure it's a really simple... That's the thing about magic. It's probably a really simple trick and I just sit there all completely mind blown. But where are we going?
We're going to Scarborough.
Oh, I've been there a few times. Why do I not know these things?
Do you remember the story we did a few weeks ago about Rottnest? You know, it was the challenge about the known treasure, what hidden treasure. Scarborough is the same. Whether you're a widgie or a bodgie, a skater, a surfer, a bruncher or a luncher, Scarborough's a beach precinct that we pack out every summer. We all go there to do something. It's a known treasure, but I've found real hidden treasure there without getting the sand between your toes or that pesky salt water stinging in the eyes. All the things you can do without having a swim.
I'm trying to think of what my memories of Scarborough were. I think it's predominantly being a 12, 13-year-old coming down for country week basketball and staying at West Beach Lagoon. That was on the beach, maybe.
My memories begin just by listening to my mum's stories. So she grew up in Midland and used to take the trek out there as a teenager, sneaking out of the house to go to the snake pit. And she would dance as a widgie and then cool off with a swim and hope that some boy would buy her a malt milkshake.
Tell me more about this snake pit.
A snake pit was a dance place, almost sort of like an amphitheatre, a bowl type environment.
Right.
And there were widgies and bodgies, which was the description for the boys and the girls who danced and that sort of thing.
And not same as Flotsam and Jetsam.
No, not the same as Flotsam and Jetsam. It sounds pretty good. You're learning.
I am.
This is so good.
I try. This is my 45 minutes of education, of hour and 15 actually. Sab comes in and teaches me about gardening.
I have a feeling that widgies and bodgies might now be regarded as bogans.
Oh.
I think there might have been that element to it. I'm not about to accuse my mum of being a bogan, but it was a really popular spot. These days, that name is used to describe the skate park that's there. So really, it's one of the biggest skate parks going around. And if I tip my beanie back and put a teenage scowl on my face and get my skater lingo right, you fill your dives to 3.5 metres and hit the ramps, rails and banks. So you hop on there with your scooter or your skateboard, if it's quiet, even your bike.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the hottest spots in the state, one of the best skate ramps going around.
Vicky's followed up on the text to confirm which clue gave it away for her. Vicky writes, "My mum was a regular at the snake pit. Widgie girl, R.I.P. Bonnie."
There we go.
Oh, look, that my mum snuck out of her parents' house in Northbridge, obviously, to get to the snake pit.
Probably went with
popular place.
On the train, on the bus.
Yeah.
Walk up the road.
All right, take us on a bit of a tour. Let's start with Saturday morning because it is Saturday morning.
Yeah, you might be familiar with the sunset markets at Scarborough, but there's a new market in town on the foreshore there. In the morning, on a Saturday morning, if you can get up early enough, tear yourself away from ABC Saturday breakfast.
Take us with you.
Yeah.
Put the earphones in.
The beach farmers market's full of healthy, local, fresh fruit and veg and breads, but there's also some great unhealthy stuff like cookies, creme brulees and deep fried cheesecake. All along the foreshore.
So, deep fried cheesecake.
Yeah, magnificent stuff. And they put out big cane chairs that you can just sit back and eat all that gloriously unhealthy food and then get your little rope bag and get some healthy food to take home as well.
All right. Do we need to walk off the morning treats, though?
We do. So let's walk off the morning treats with Bush, Beach and Bubbles. Fun fact, the sand dunes in the Trigg area, which we're calling Scarborough today, are parabolic, which means they've been blown out in the middle, so they form a bit of a bowl shape. Try a walking tour with Hike Collective, and it's as much about mental health as it is about a little bit of physical exercise. They will take you for a walk through that Trigg bushland, and at the end of some of those walks, if it's sort of around about twilight, they'll give you a glass of bubbly. Sit in that bush and just watch the sun go down. Really great way to wind down, have a walk that isn't too much exercise, but just enough to wear off maybe that first spoonful of deep fried cheesecake.
The Junta Trail.
The Junta Trail's fantastic. So it's the story, the Junta is the story of an Aboriginal woman who's seeking children that have been lost. And it's along the foreshore. There are five different sites there to look at. Bit difficult when those Saturday morning markets are on see what's on the ground. But when things are a bit quiet, just walk along the foreshore, and as well as, you know, obviously the ocean and the whale skeleton playground and all those other sites around there, just take the time to take a few deep breaths and walk along and allow yourself to understand and learn the story of the Junta Trail. Wonderful, wonderful ancient history there right on the foreshore.
Now, we did give a decent plug to the Snake Pit, but did we touch on the climbing walls?
That's just between the Snake Pit and the Whale Skeleton Playground. So that little precinct just there is amazing. You've got that Sunset Hill, the Snake Pit, you've got these amazing climbing walls that have been installed, and you've got the Whale Skeleton Playground as a great reminder for how big whales are. It's a whale skeleton that you walk through, run around, jump around. Just amazing.
Dad, my feet are sore. Can you pick me up? You know how it goes when you've done too much walking. What can we do then?
Well, I reckon we've done enough walking. We need a drum roll. I should have asked Molly to give us a drum roll, because there is the newest tourist experience in Perth. Drum roll, please. It's free. It's free. It's so free, queues are starting to form as word gets around of the double-decker bus, the Sunset Coast Explorer, that makes its way from the Scarborough Pool and winds its way along that Sunset Coast. So it's got a crew of really cool conductors who answer questions, tell you to sit down if you're being a goose, and it's a hop-on, hop-off service as well. So you might go, oh, North Beach or Medham's Pool's looking pretty good at the moment. Let's get off, have a swim, wait for the bus to come back and get back on.
Yeah, nice.
Or you can go up to Hillary's and do a bit of shopping, come back. So really good. No, great thing.
That's
about
free.
It. Yeah, and you can just wave at the locals in the cafes, pretend you're a tourist for
the
day.
People running.
Yeah, look, the queues are getting big, so which I think is why they've added, they're calling them conductors, but they're probably security guards, because that queue is building up. It's free. Take the time to get there early to make sure you get a good spot on the bus.
All right. You better take us to Mount Floor Museum.
Yeah, we've previously spoken about museums that are run by volunteers and local government, and you've got to check the websites for when they're open. But they are run with passion, and they're really worth getting to know if you want to get to know an area, particularly the social history. So Mount Flora tells some great stories, windows into the past, the social history of that area. But on top of the museum is, I think, one of Perth's best lookouts. And we're definitely going to have to do a hidden treasure on lookouts and views of Perth, because this is spectacular.
Okay.
And a lot of lookouts, they have the smell of wee and you get old cigarette butts and beer cans. This has got a beautiful mural of wildlife, and you look out to the ocean on one side, unobstructed views, and out the other side you've got out to the hills. Just a beautiful little walk.
No smell of wee?
No smell of wee. Wow. It's clean and vibrant and joyous. It's a wonderful lookout.
That sounds delightful. Well, Chris Parry, you better tell us why Scarborough is a hidden treasure when it's a place we know pretty well.
Right. There's a lot to do and see before you get to the sea. Places to walk, places to sit, markets to explore, bus rides to whoop for joy and wave at locals, local and ancient history, lookouts with views to forever, all make Scarborough a staycation destination that I'm going to tell you a little bit more about next week. That's a story for another day.
Oh, all right. Just going to leave us hanging like that,
Chris. Going to leave you hanging.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll give us some hints that we can drop in from earlier on in the program next week.
There will be hints that will go up on ABC Insta.
Of course.
Late in the week.
Yes, you should definitely. If you enjoy Chris's adventures, have a look at Chris Parry. Seek out his Instagram page in the first instance, where he has many of his travel adventures. And then, of course, yes, on the ABC Perth page, we often share them as well to get you involved ahead of Hidden Treasures each week.
I think we're going to have to look at a prize for these people that guess as well.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We're really up in the stakes. Surprise on Saturday. My goodness. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Talk to you again next week.